910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. Those thinking the assassination attempt would produce a kinder, gentler Donald Trump may have been disappointed in accepting the Republican presidential nomination. He outlined an agenda led by what he promises would be the largest deportation operation in U.S. history.
You know, he can talk about the near-death experience, and I'm sure it had a profound impact on him emotionally. But politically, Donald Trump is the same person he's always been. He's always been someone who has divided the country, who has put on the red hat and said, you got to be part of my team. And if you're not part of my team, you know, you're evil.
ABC News political commentator Steve Roberts. Trump railed against crime, contrary to the facts.
Crime has been dropping in this country for the last 2 years. And in fact, if you look at the final year of the Trump administration, he had one of the biggest surges in gun violence in recent history.
A master of deadpan comedy, Bob Newhart passed away.
The iconic comedian died after a series of short illnesses at his home in Los Angeles. Newhart was perhaps best known for two very popular CBS sitcoms, The Show Newhart in the 80s and The Bob Newhart Show in the 70s.
I can be spontaneous if you give me a week or two, you know, to plan it out.
His 1960 comedy album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, won him 3 Grammys, including Album of the Year and Best New Artist. It was his first comedy album, and it also topped the sales charts. In recent years, he won an Emmy for guest starring on The Big Bang Theory. Bob Newhart was 94. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Also passing, Lou Dobbs, the conservative political pundit and veteran journalist. He was a founding anchor at CNN and later a nightly presence on the Fox Business Network. His death announced on his official social media. No word on cause of death. He is survived by his wife, children, and grandchildren. Lou Dobbs was 78. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH, The Buzz, and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Packer players returning to Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers training camp begins Monday morning with practice open to the public. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark is entering the final year of his contract. I was asked on ESPN Milwaukee if he's considered this might be his last season in Green Bay with the Packers.
This is what I love to do. You know, I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the, you know, the extra stuff get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I mean, you know, I love what, you know, football has done for me and my family. So, you know, that's just my mentality. You know, whatever happens, it happens. I'm forever grateful.
NBA, the Bucks face the Phoenix Suns in summer league play. Baseball, Brewers taking on the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Golf, Madison's Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies and a very comfortable start to our Friday morning with temperatures in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. On your Friday, mostly sunny skies anticipated with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80. Rain chances on Saturday. It's 53 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocate, the RNC MKE 2024 Hangover Edition. In your grievances, we air them on Friday, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Project 2025 wants to supersize the profit-seeking Medicare Advantage, reads the headline over Common Dreams. Sonali Kokalachar, I always mispronounce her last name. My apologies, Sonali, but she does some great writing and does a great program, actually. I believe right here on Free Speech TV. Project 2025 declares that HHS... This is from Project 2025, quote, Health and Human Services is home to Medicare and Medicaid, the principal drivers of our $31 trillion national debt. Right. They say that these programs, quote, operate as runaway entitlements that stifle medical innovation, encourage fraud, and impede cost containment, in addition to which their fiscal future is in peril. Their solution? Medicare Advantage. Replace everything, Medicare and Medicaid, with Medicare Advantage. In other words, if you want health insurance, you have to buy it from a private health insurance company. Keep in mind, Medicare Advantage is not Medicare. If you've signed up for a Medicare Advantage plan, you are no longer on Medicare. You just bought private health insurance from a company that is selling a plan that has the word Medicare in it, because George Bush wrote that into the law in 2003 that they could do that, but it has nothing to do with Medicare other than the fact that Medicare is paying the private company. But they can do anything they want to you. They can refuse to pay for your surgery. They can refuse to pay for your lab tests. They can refuse to pay your doctor bill. And, you know, about one out of five times, that's exactly what they do. If you have real Medicare, there is no preclearance. I have real Medicare. I go to my doctor and he says, oh, gee, that knee looks pretty bad. Let's get you an MRI. And he calls up the MRI lab and says, hey, can you see Tom next Tuesday? And they say, yeah. And he says, okay, cool, book it. And I show up and I get my MRI and that's it. They submit the bill to Medicare. My doctor submits the bill to Medicare. I never see it. I don't have to worry about it. No phone calls need to be made to Medicare or the insurance company. But if you have Medicare Advantage, and you go to your doctor and he says, oh, gee, that knee looks bad. Let's get an MRI of that thing. The first thing he has to do is call up the health insurance company and say, will you pay for this MRI? And then they say, no, we won't. And he says, but I think he really needs it. I mean, it looks like he's injured himself. And they say, well, you'll have to prove that to us. And now they're starting to use AI, by the way, to reject claims, which is wild. I mean, just Google that one. That's getting freaky. They think they can dramatically increase their profits by increasing the number of claims that gets rejected. And then if you go and get the MRI without them having said, yeah, here's the approval, you get the $3,000 bill in the mail and you have to pay it. Because the health insurance company is like, we're not Medicare, we're just Medicare Advantage. We're a private insurance company and we're not going to pay for that. And you can't make us. There's no law that says we have to. Project 2025 claims without evidence, quote, The Medicare Advantage program has been registering consistently high marks for superior performance in delivering high-quality care. Right. And now they're also going after Medicaid. They want to add a work requirement to it. They want to allow private insurers to get in on the game. In other words, they want to have a Medicaid Advantage, which will probably just be Medicare Advantage. You know, the same kind of thing. They call Medicaid a cumbersome, complicated, and unaffordable burden in nearly every state. This is Project 2025. This is the Republican plan for America. Their underlying ideology, they say, the reason why they want to completely privatize Medicare and Medicaid is because it will, quote, incentivize personal responsibility. In other words, we're not going to pay your bills anymore. You're going to have to pay your bills. Don't look to government to pay things. You know, we don't want the taxes on the billionaires to have to go up to pay for, you know, the MRI of some guy's knee who just is an average working schlub or a retired one. They've been telling this for years. I mean, this should not surprise anybody. This goes back to Barry Goldwater and Richard Nixon, for God's sake. They have been telling us for years that they think that Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid are socialism, and therefore they are the first step on the road to communism. And therefore they need to be, you know, metaphorically lined up in front of a firing squad. They want to do away with these programs, just like they want to do away with food stamps, they want to do away with WIC, they want to do away with housing supports. They already got the Supreme Court to do away with Biden's programs to reduce student debt. They already got the Supreme Court to end affirmative action in college admissions. I mean, this is a road that these guys are traveling and have been for some time, very intentionally, with a philosophy behind it. This whole, you know, 14-year-old boy adolescent fantasy of, oh, gee, let's go live in Galt's Gulch. The whole Ayn Rand thing. And, most Americans don't want this, but most Americans have no idea. Particularly, you know, if you watched J.D. Vance's speech last night, you would never in your wildest dreams think that what I just shared with you could be true. But it is. You can look it up. As the QAnon people say, do your own research. All righty. It's 12 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Jeff in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind? What's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. My thing is, the other day I asked for punishment. I talked to a Trump supporter, and she's a total Jesus. Yeah, she's a total Jesus freak. Uh-huh. And I said, you know, I asked her, I said, tell me about you and your ilk's mindset. Why can you not get past this pseudo-Jesus quicksand? Why can you not talk more than gay marriage, abortion, immigration? You are on state assistance. You don't have the best health, and you might as well, you practically have lead coming out of your pipes. You elect your boy there, and you might as well go pick a place down by the railroad tracks, because all your state aid will get cut off, your plumbing will go to crap. And so I asked her, I said, why can't, with that in mind, why can't you get past this Jesus situation? Why are you so worried? Gay people and immigrants, those will be the least of your problems. You are voting against your own interest, all because you are so stuck on religion. And that is just something I don't understand about these people. And she would just go on and in circles, like, well, I just don't think immigrants should have these rights. I just don't think abortion is right. Abortion's not your business. None of this stuff is your business. Everything that is your business, you are voting against your own interest for. And that is just what I cannot understand about these people and their lust for Trump.
I might have taken a slightly different tact, but that's probably, you know, because I have some background in the Bible, as it were. But I would have said, okay, you know, Jesus never talked about homosexuality, and Jesus was an immigrant for all practical purposes. I mean, he was a Jew in a country that was run by the Romans, and in fact, they killed him. But he was very explicit about what he wanted people to do who called themselves Christians. Read Matthew 25 or the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7 or 8. He said that the only way you can get into heaven, if you want to be my follower, this is what you have to do. You have to feed the hungry, you have to house the homeless, you have to heal the sick. And you have to have compassion for those who are in prison, and you have to welcome the stranger, which is the immigrant. Now, please tell me where the Republican Party and Donald Trump are planning on doing any of those things. I mean, all of those things are basically the Democratic platform. We want, Medicare for all. We want to heal people of their illnesses like Jesus told us to. We want universal free lunches for kids in schools. We want to feed people like Jesus told us to. We want housing supports for low-income people, like Jesus told us to. We want to welcome immigrants on a controlled basis, of course, in a reasonable basis, but we want to welcome the stranger like Jesus told us to. How can you call yourself a Christian and be a Republican?
These are friends of mine back in Mississippi, which, some of those, God bless them, I love my home, I'm not knocking it. But, they grew up with, hearing what a third, a preacher with a third grade education had. And I'm like, you haven't read the Bible. You preach so much off Leviticus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Understand what the Bible is, please and thank you.
Tell them to please read Matthew 5 through 8 and Matthew 25. It's not a lot, right? You can read it in 20 minutes. Jeff, I got to run, because that's the foundation of Christianity. Jeff, thank you so much. 16, and frankly, every other religion. I mean, Jesus wasn't preaching something unique. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with your calls. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Max Inc. Radio.
If you enjoy great guitar, you won't want to miss Milwaukee's Mojo Perry. He's in studio for our live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal genuinely of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. They cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system. That make them act slower and older, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, tastes delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. And now you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their cod skin treats, just by just going to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Become the new sensation. Repeat them till they're real. A twisted kind of revelation. From the days of Goebbels' whispers to the modern day charade, politicians spin their stories in this deceitful masquerade. Misinformation machine.
Misinformation machine out there, particularly across social media. So what's on your mind? Picking up your calls here. Jim, listening on WMNF in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, you and I are fact guys. You know, we're F-A-C-T, right. We're facts. Unfortunately, it seems the populace now wants a clown show and a car wreck, you know? And
the media always wants those things.
Yeah, and when what's his name? When Pete gets on TV, he doesn't know nothing. He just says the same BS, all the time. And I see when Joe gets on TV, he just bores him with facts. You know, pull a couple of facts out of the hat, and then just, you know, he should have a way to wing it. Or heard on morning radio, one of the shows I was listening to, one of the guys was going around to all the Trump, rallies, and he was talking to people in Hartford, Connecticut, and all over. And he said, he interviewed a woman. She said, I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump in 2015. I didn't vote for him in 2020. I voted for Biden. And I will do it again, but he needs to get somebody that excites the party. Why, Tom, why do we have to have somebody that excites the party? But, and the interviewer
said, politics is theater as much as anything else, Jim. It really is. And we have to, and we can complain about it, we can bemoan it, but since the days of Julius Caesar, politics has been theater.
Well, the commentator asked the woman, okay, who in the Democrats would excite the party? She was lost. She didn't say Kamala. She didn't say anybody else. She was lost. Mm. It seems, you know, people have nothing else.
I think we've got some really good talent out there. You got Gavin Newsom. You've got Josh Shapiro. You've got Gretchen Whitmer. There are some really, really exciting Democrat. The governor, Wes Moore, I think is his name. The governor of Maryland, if I'm remembering correctly. I've seen him on television a couple times. I don't know much about him. I've never had him on the program. Young black man who's just brilliant. There's some really good Democrats out there. I think we've got a farm team that's pretty good. It's just that none of them have really broken through nationally. I mean, probably Newsom more than anybody else because he's been traveling around the country and he's been doing a lot of Fox News.
Well, you know, my wife was talking about the North Carolina, governor of North Carolina. I've never seen him, but she's seen him on TV a couple of times. Mm-hmm. She said he's very impressive.
Yep.
But, that's the thing that just galls me, that they say they want somebody to excite me. Well, you're going to be real excited if Trump wins because there won't be nothing left for anybody. I mean, you just listen to what's going on.
Well, the rich people will get a lot richer.
Yeah, I know.
Just like they did when he was president before.
I heard something on the radio or TV that said the Abrams tanks that we sent over there, they said they were getting destroyed by the Russian, the drones. Hmm. The drones came up on them and threw these cluster bombs on them or whatever, and they were destroying the Abrams tanks, so they had to pull them back. Huh. So it's a different kind of warfare than it was before. But,
yeah. Well, part of the problem is that, because Mike Johnson delayed U.S. aid to Ukraine for almost a year, they don't have the air defense systems that they need, and we're trying to get them to them. But you can't just ship these things overnight. It's not like a Lego set, These are...
And I love the information that you gave at the start, because I was wondering about that. Who would be vice president? And... we don't need a vice president in the House like Johnson, so he can say, oh, well, we're not going to worry about people voting. We're going to do what we want to do,
Yeah, I'm with you. Jim, thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls and my thoughts on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
For chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. Those thinking the assassination attempt would produce a kinder, gentler Donald Trump may have been disappointed in accepting the Republican presidential nomination. He outlined an agenda led by what he promises would be the largest deportation operation in U.S. history.
You know, he can talk about the near-death experience, and I'm sure it had a profound impact on him emotionally. But politically, Donald Trump is the same person he's always been. He's always been someone who has divided the country, who has put on the red hat and said, you got to be part of my team, and if you're not part of my team, you know, you're evil.
ABC News political commentator Steve Roberts. Trump railed against crime, contrary to the facts.
Crime has been dropping in this country for the last 2 years. And in fact, if you look at the final year of the Trump administration, he had one of the biggest surges in gun violence in recent history.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have two very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies and a very comfortable start to our Friday morning with temperatures in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. On your Friday, mostly sunny skies anticipated with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80. Rain chances on Saturday. Right now, it's 51.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Maggie Dawn.
Folks, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but do not worry, you'll be in excellent hands with Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel as your guest hosts. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies by going to drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Driving down this winding road with the sun on my face. Mountains rise up high, a testament to grace. Engines purring steady, wheels on the ground. Nature calls my name with every sight and sound. On the road to the wild where the mountains stand tall. Feel the power of the earth, hear the nature's call. By the rivers and the lakes where the water runs deep. Find a connection that's yours.
36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's up? Tim in Aloha?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom.
Tim, your phone is breaking up terribly. I don't know if there's anything you can quickly do about that.
Well, yeah, maybe there is. Could you just hold
no,
on for
it's
a second?
I think you said hold on for a second.
I have an alternative phone here that I think can change that.
I'll give you 5 seconds.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, that is better.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been on hold for an hour, so my phone ran out of juice.
I get it. Okay. My apologies, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But
so what's on your mind?
A couple of simple things. We've talked many times, but when they were interviewing these Trumpsters at his rally, and one question they should have come up with, I mean, a simple statement is, everything he does and everything you do is encouraging what happened. You see what I mean?
You're talking about the shooting?
The shooting, yeah. If we had a medical system in this country that dealt with both mental and physical problems, and we got rid of all these war weapons, do you think that there'd be a less chance for that to happen? You see what I mean?
I think it's still possible. I think the abundance of guns has created, and the whole gun culture has created the whole school shooter phenomenon. It's pretty much something
right.
That's limited to the United States, and that should tell you everything you need to know. But that said, I think that even if better mental health had been available to this young man, and even if there wasn't an AR-15, he would have used a hunting rifle.
Yeah, I mean, you go, but there has to be an alternative. You see, otherwise we're just going to continue to be in this process. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to continue to encourage. And this whole thing with Putin, all they're telling him is, look, keep up the attack. You don't have to go overboard, because once we get back into office, we'll hand you the keys to the car. That's what they're saying to this guy, you know? I mean,
with regard to
that's
Ukraine.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's not
Ukraine,
just Ukraine. I think that Trump and Putin have their sights on the Baltic states as well, on Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia.
Because it's not just politics, it's economics, too, because Russia's in real trouble economically.
Yep.
You know, the average person, they're basically keeping their head above water, you know?
Yep, and some of those are very wealthy countries with a lot of resources.
Exactly, and that's what they want to utilize, you know? It's as simple as that.
Yep.
And, you know, this whole thing with Biden, but what you have to ultimately look at, what's the alternative? Trump. You see what I mean?
Well, and that's the saving grace. I mean, you know, yes, the Democratic Party right now is in a terrible pickle, and you know, lots of confusion and what a mess. But I have a feeling, you know, I mean, most European countries they have their elections at six to 8 weeks. You know, typically.
Right.
I think 6 weeks is the limit in the UK. Sue would know, and she'll, you know, let us know in a newsletter this afternoon, I'm sure. But, you know, most countries limit it to a certain period of time, in part to keep all the big money out, but although they limit that by law as well. But, I mean, you know, we're doing this permanent campaign thing. This was Newt Gingrich's big invention, and then Bill Clinton picked it up, and it's been basically American politics ever since, that you're always in campaign mode. And I just don't think it serves our country well, frankly.
Well, and ultimately, the statement that sums it all up is emotion overrides logic many times.
You know?
That's
well, yeah, and that's the point that I made with an earlier caller, is that politics has been theater for thousands of years, and we're just never going to get around
that.
And
you know, in cultural anthropology, that's not going to change.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of what Joe Biden is struggling with right now, is that, you know, he used to be able to do theater really well, and he can't do it really well anymore. He comes across as elderly, and you know,
because it's all about show business.
Yeah, because he's a great president, and his accomplishments are just breathtaking. I mean, you know, he's created 15 million jobs. He's created small businesses. He's had the most consequential climate legislation in the history of America. More infrastructure investments than we've seen since the Eisenhower era. More manufacturing expansion than we've seen since the 60s. More pro-labor and union protections. Have public transportation investments. The lowest Black and Hispanic unemployment in the history of America. He passed some really extraordinary gun safety legislation. He's got more people insured health insurance than ever before in the history of this country. He's investing in an affordable internet. He's got historic food and nutrition assistance. More investments in wind and solar energy. America is energy independent. We hit that during the Obama administration, but Biden has been really adding to it. Food and nutrition assistance, I think I mentioned that. The lowest level of crime we've had in 50 years. He helped 5 million students out with their debt relief before the Supreme Court stopped him. He's reduced prescription drug costs. He's working to expand voting rights. He's got the Veterans Pact Act. He's got the Postal Service Reform Act, the Violence Against Women Act, the Respect for Marriage Act. He appointed a Black woman as a Supreme Court justice. I mean, it's just some marvelous stuff that he's done. Anyhow, Tim, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Right.
Spot on. John in Cambria, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to point out Biden in 2016, he didn't run. I think, you know, you need a president that wants to run, and he didn't want to run, I don't think, because in 2015, which would have been the start of the campaigning, his son Beau died, and he was pretty devastated about that death, as any parent would be.
Oh, that's a good point. And, you know, I've heard two different stories around this. One is that he wanted to run anyway, and Hillary kind of pushed him out, and the other is that he backed away because Beau died. And that provided the opening for Hillary. It's possible that both are true.
Yeah, I think the latter is probably true. I mean, I know my one of my best friends, his son was the Berkeley student killed in the terrorist attack in Nice, and on Bastille Day.
Yeah.
And it completely turned his life upside down.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And that was, you know what?
I mean, I can't imagine, actually. I don't want to imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't. And so that took a lot out of Biden, I think, just, you know, emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
It aged him quite a bit, as it would, I think, anyone.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just my thought on it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, John. Good talking to you. And thanks for reminding us, you know, about why Joe Biden pulled out. I had frankly forgotten that. Nick in Huntington, West Virginia. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. No matter who runs, I'm voting blue. It don't matter. But that being said, if he does hand his delegates to Kamala, have we seen any polls on how she would do against Trump? I think she would smoke him because, number one, she stopped his attack. Number two, if we pick somebody like down the street from me in Kentucky, Andy Beshear, who whooped the Republicans over in Kentucky, which is hard to do with Mitch McConnell and him, I believe we would have a chance.
Yeah.
And I want your thoughts on all this, and I'll give it to you because we're coming up on the end of the program.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, we are going to hit a break here in about a minute. I've seen polls. They're all over the place, Nick. And the problem is that most Americans don't know Kamala Harris. They don't know anything about her. Many can't even pronounce her name. They don't know who she is. They don't know where she came from. They don't know what her background is, which is normal for a vice presidential candidate. Or a vice president, but she needs to, and I think you will see, if she becomes the nominee, you will see just a massive public relations campaign to get her out there. The polling that I've seen polls that show that she beats Trump easily, and then there was a poll this morning, Drudge is pointing it out, that shows that she loses to Biden or to Trump by 3 points, whereas Biden loses to him by 1 point, and Gavin Newsom loses to him by 16 points. I just don't think any polls in July mean anything. And it's one of the reasons that I believe that the Democrats, the senior Democratic leadership that is going to Biden and telling him that he's got to step down from the campaign, not from the White House, not from the presidency, but from the campaign, I don't think it's because they're looking at polls. I think it's because they're looking at his behavior, and they're just, saying, if I was the average voter, what would I do? And they're freaked out about that. I mean, I just remember how just devastated I felt watching the debate. I ended up drinking half a bottle of wine.
My heart's shrank. I said, we're done. We're toast.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
I hate to say that, because I think he's done some great things. And
He has. But there's another debate coming in September. Yeah, I got to go, Nick. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations and J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation, and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see the results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature that both Louise and I take because it works. Superbearing is super convenient. With just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, it helps you to do more to support your healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's super B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
When the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your it, let's join the fight for a future for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land we're not alone. Tag your it, come take a stand.
It's 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. So I wanted to point out a couple things. First of which is the logistics. The logistics of trying to replace Joe on the ticket. So let's say that he decides, I'm going to step down. Kamala Harris, vice president, will become president. She will need, by constitution, a vice president. And that person will have to be approved by the Senate.
Not true.
In the event that they don't.
Hang on. You're putting the horse in front, or the cart in front of the horse. That only happens if he steps down from the presidency. Nobody is calling for him to do that. What everybody is calling for him to do is to step down from the candidacy for president next year. Now, if he steps down from the candidacy, then and hands it off to Kamala Harris, which I think is 100% probability, then she and the Democratic Party pick the vice presidential candidate, and that doesn't require anything from Congress. All that requires is the stamp of approval from the Democrats.
and not a flood of lawsuits from the Republican Party in every state that they can to keep that new ticket, that new party ticket off the ballot.
That's correct, because we are not yet to the point where any of the states have passed their must certify deadlines. We were going to be past Alabama and Ohio. Alabama gave us a clean, okay, no problem. So that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Ohio said, if you want to do this, then we want a pound of flesh. Mm-hmm. There may be a lawsuit there. We don't know how that's going to shake out. I'm not, super freaked out about it, though. I think they'll work it out. But that would be the only
thing. I am not as confident as you. I live in Georgia.
I'm really
not that confident. But one other thing I'd like to point out to those who are calling for Biden to remove his name from consideration for the ticket, and that is this. All of those calls have been based on essentially his age. From what I hear, nobody's arguing about how he's done the job. So if they're only calling on him to step away because of his age, understand, this is the same party that's telling us, trust us to represent your interest as the Republicans are trying to do more and more damage to Social Security, to Medicare, to Medicaid. Trust us.
Yeah.
The party that's now calling for the old guy to step down.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I would temper that somewhat, Marie. I would argue that they're not asking him to step down because of his age. Bernie Sanders is 3 years older. Nobody's asking Bernie to step down. Or maybe 2 years older. They're asking him to step down because of his competency. And not his competency to be president. I think it's really important to draw a very clear, bright line distinction. He has been one of the best presidents of my entire life. He has just done spectacular. Nobody is questioning his ability to be president. But when you're running for public office, you also have to be a candidate. And his ability to be a candidate is seriously in question because of his loss of ability to be articulate, and which has something to do with his age, clearly, but it's not because he's a particular age that's just saying that you have to step down. If he was as clear in his public speaking as Bernie Sanders is right now, nobody would be having this conversation, Marie.
Well, again, I in terms of his communication, okay, so he's slow, so he stutters, stammers, gets confused. I've yet
it's
to see
not
how
that
has impacted
it's,
his ability to do the job.
I agree. His doing the job as president, wonderful. Doing the job as a candidate, though, requires the ability. Well, I've already said it, so I'm getting redundant.
I hear you.
Marie, thank you for the call. It's great talking with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you, more now than ever. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's a lot that we all can do. Don't let this stuff, don't let the termites get you down, right? We have a lot of potential, a lot of possibilities, and we're up against genuine evil, in my opinion. So get out there and fight. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, as he does every Friday, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and we celebrate Daiquiri Day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.